News time now, 7:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And back to you, Andy.
Well, there's no crashes on I-15, but you wouldn't know it from the amount of delays you're stuck in. I-15 bumper to bumper from just after Point of the Mountain all the way almost to 90 is south. Your KSL travel time is already up to 30 minutes to get to the south interchange, maybe even up to 35 minutes if you include Murray, because you've got some backups near 53rd and 45th south as well. Also slow for people switching from I-15 to southbound 15 in Midvale. And Bangor Highway backups again. Again, solid today through West Jordan and West Valley and Taylorsville. Eric Butler.
20 minutes of Provo to a Point of the Mountain if you're northbound I-15 in Utah County. Of course, if you want to avoid all the further mess on I-15, get over to Redwood Road. Right now, you've got some slowing right at 2100 North, but other than that, that avenue heading up towards the county line looks good. Heather?
We may have a disabled vehicle or a crash southbound I-15 just before 200 North in Kaysville. I'm seeing a lot of stop-and-go traffic backed up from there toward Hillfield Road in Layton. Then once you get past it, we've got very unusual delays right now, leaving Woods Cross all the way down to the 400 South exit in Salt Lake City. So that is going to add a good 15 minutes to your overall commute. No problems, though, on Legacy Parkway. That may be a good choice for you right now. Moving out of state, LDSAgents.com is a free service connecting home buyers and sellers with real estate agents across the country. Visit LDSAgents.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.